der
How do I know power is coming? Okay, power will be coming.
It's coming now.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam,
it's charging.
Okay, good. Now no problem.
Chapter 31.
Solution.
The title of the chapter is Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Text number 22. Sriyam Anucharitam
Anucharitita
Artina
Anucharitam tada artani
Sriyam Anucharitam tada artinascha
Sriyam Anucharitam tada artinascha
Vipada patin vibhudamsa yatsva purana
Vipada patin vibhudamsa
yatsva purana
Jati nija vritta varga tantra
Kadam amum udvisraje kumantra tajna
Kadam amum udvisraje puram krita jana
Kadam amum udvisraje kumantra tajna
Kadam amum udvisraje puram krita jana
Sriyam manucharitam tadattinascha
Anucharitam tada artinascha
Vipada patin vibhudhamscha yatsva prapurana
Vipada patin vibhudhamscha yatsva purana
Na
bhajati nija vritta varga tantra Puram Kritayanam
Sriyam Anucharitam Tadartinascha
Sriyam Anucharitam Tadartinascha
Vipada Patin Vibhudhamsa Yatsva Purana
Vipada Patin Vibhudhamsa Yatsva Purana
Na Bhajati Nija Vritya Varga Tantra
Na Bhajati Nija Vritya Varga Tantra Pumam Kratajan
Sriyam the goddess of fortune.
Goddess of fortune.
Anucharitam.
Anucharitam.
Who follows him?
Who follows him?
That of her.
Of her.
Artinaha. Those who aspire to get the favor.
Those who aspire to get the favor.
Shara. And Dvipada Patim. Rulers of the human beings. Vibhutan, demigods, cha, also, yet, because, svapurana, self-sufficient, sorry, svapurna, thanks for correcting,
Sapurnam.
Self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient.
Na. Never. Bhajati. Cares for. Nija. Oh. Bhrityavardha. On his devotees. Tantra. Dependent. Katham. How. Amum. Him. Udvishrijen. Can give up. Puman. A person. Kritagna.
Grateful.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient, he becomes dependent on his devotees. He does not care for the goddess of fortune, nor for the kings and demigods who are after the favors of the goddess of fortune. Where is that person who is actually grateful and will not worship the personality of Godhead? Translation responsibly, please. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is
self-sufficient, he becomes dependent on his devotees. He does not care for the goddess of fortune. Not for the kings and the demigods. Who are after the favors of the goddess of fortune. Where is the person? Who is actually grateful. And will not worship the personality of Godhead.
Jai.
Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is worshipped by all materialistic men, including big kings and demigods in heaven. Lakshmi, however, is always after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he does not require her service. Brahma Samhita says that the Lord is worshipped by hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune. But the Supreme Lord does not require any service from any of them, because if he so desires, he can produce millions of goddess of fortune through his spiritual energy, the pressure potency. This very personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, becomes dependent on his devotees. How fortunate then is a devotee who is thus favored by the personality of Godhead. What ungrateful devotee will not worship the Lord and enter into his devotional service? Actually, a devotee cannot forget his obligation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead even for a single moment. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that both the Supreme Lord and his devotee are rasagnya, full of transcendental humor. The mutual attachment between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never to be considered material. It always exists as a transcendental fact. There are 8 types of transcendental ecstasy known as bhava, anubhava, sthayi bhava, and so on. And these are discussed in the Nectar of Devotion. Those who are unaware of the position of the living entity and the Supreme Person, Krishna, think that the mutual attachment between the Lord and his devotee is a creation of the material energy. Factually, such attachment is natural both for the Supreme Lord and for the devotees, and it cannot be accepted as material. It's a wonderful purport. Prabhupada says here, where is the person who is actually grateful will not worship the personality of Godhead? So it's a coincidence, because yesterday, day before yesterday, we observed Janmashtami, and yesterday we observed Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja. So these festivals are very, very special. So what is the significance of these festivals? Yes, in addition to all the different festivities and the different programs and different things we observe, the main thing is the Supreme Lord has given everything to us. He has given everything, supplied everything. Whatever is needed for us, everything is provided. And then we just acknowledge the fact that the Supreme Lord has given us everything, and then we just rededicate ourselves in the service of the Lord. Whatever the Lord has done for us, we cannot repay Him. We cannot repay Him. Just one. Because everything is given. Like Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Yeko Bahunam, Yo Vidadati Kama. He is supplying all the necessities of all the living entities. Not only one person, two person, he is completely fulfilling the needs of all the living entities. And sometimes when we just say, no, God, I don't want God, I want to separately enjoy. So you have to feel how, like if you have a son, if you have a daughter, and then if they revolt against you, you will feel very bad. You're like, oh, I'm trying to look after my children, and then they are going against. Like now, how bad you will feel. You'll have a very feeling will not be very warm feeling, cozy feeling, comfortable feeling. But the Supreme Lord, for eternity, maintaining us. Eternity, He is supplying the necessities of life, everything. And then we don't even acknowledge the fact that the Supreme Lord, you have kindly given everything. And then let me try to use this in your service. If you can't do that, then that's what can be a very, very ungrateful attitude. So that's why it is very, very important. Especially yesterday, also Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, the spiritual master, he goes through so much of austerities. Like if you look at Srila Prabhupada Leela Vrinda, the type of austerities at the age of 70, 65, 70, what he went through, for what? To give us Krishna consciousness, to give some meaning to our lives actually. Otherwise, we will be struggling here in the material world. So he took so much trouble. Kritagnya, this very, very important word in this sloka. Kritagnya. Kritagnya means grateful, the gratitude. The gratitude is very, very important actually. Because Srila Prabhupada went at that age, advanced age, Sumati Maharaji said, for Swamiji, when you go, you will die. They think that they want him also. But Srila Prabhupada was very, very fixed. Because the order of Krishna, order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the order of his spiritual master. The spiritual master ordered him, you go and preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English speaking country. That will be good for them and good for you also. So that is the message he gave. So Srila Prabhupada took it to very, very seriously. That Srila Prabhupada took it to very seriously. That is why we are sitting here down under, and we are able to chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna Prasadam and associate with devotees, wonderful festivities, all these things we can do just because one person took this effort. Yes, I want to go. I want to fulfill the orders of my spiritual master. He felt gratitude for his spiritual master. Yes, I want to do something that is very. So this is like these festivals are a very, very wonderful opportunity for us to reinforce our commitment, reinforce or rededicate whatever the terminology may be. So we can commit ourselves. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, you have given everything. You have given everything. And you are doing so many things. And now what is my duty as an insignificant servant, as we discussed before, like a squirrel. The squirrel is trying to help build the bridge for Ram. The Hanumanji is throwing boulders. I may not be able to throw boulders, but what I can do is, I can pick up a bit of sand and then I can deposit the sand there so that the building of that bridge can be accomplished. Same way, we can also, whatever little way, we can do only little things. We can't do like Prabhupada. Prabhupada went 40 rupees and then made 40 crores. Yesterday in the lecture, Prabhupada says, have you ever seen a person going with 40 rupees and build an empire with 40 crore rupees? Have you ever heard of this? Prabhupada asked in the lecture. No, nobody has heard of this. No businessman or no any entrepreneur, whatever you call, they have never made this. But Srila Prabhupada did. Because of his spiritual potency, because of his faith in the words of Krishna, because of his the faith in the words of the Guru, so he could do that. So today's verse is very appropriate that way, because it is mentioned here we know that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, is worshipped by materialistic man, including big kings and demigods in heaven. Because everybody wants the favor of Kataksha, Lakshmi Kataksha. Everybody wants it. Nobody says, no, I don't want Lakshmi Kataksha. But that's Lakshmi. Lakshmi Devi, he is always looking for an opportunity. How can I serve the Supreme God? She is looking after the opportunity. Actually, it is mentioned, the spiritual world, everything is clean. Everything is perfect. Speak and span, there is no problem to clean everything. But still, the Lakshmi Devis, all this concert, they are all cleaning themselves. They are cleaning themselves. No, they are not even engaging others to do that. Why? Because they want to personally serve the Lord. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sada Sambrama, Sevya Manam, Govindam, Adi Purusham, Tamaham. Sada Sambrama, Sevya Manam. Sambrama means full. Sada Sambrama, Sevya Manam. Not one or two Lakshmi, Sahasra Lakshmi, Sahasra. Shri Rupa says here that Lakshmi, however, is always after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he does not require her service, because he is called Atmara. He is like a, Swapurna. Sorry, I was reading as Purana, Mataji kindly corrected. So he is like a Purna. He is Purna. Purna, he is Purna. He is complete himself. He does not, for us, we are not Purna. Actually, one sense we are Purna, but we are what we are doing is we have so many things we need, external things to keep us happy. You know? So many things are needed to keep us happy. But even though so many external things, we still remain unhappy actually. But Lord is not like that. He is Purna, so he is self-satisfied, Atmaram. He has everything. He does not have to look for a hanker for something. He does not have to. So he is Purna. So even that is why, even though the Lakshmi Devis are serving, it is for their benefit they are serving. It is not like we are. So we also have to, so we can just extrapolate that to our lives also. I'm saying, oh Prabhu, there is so much service, so much this. Yeah, but even, it says in the Shastra, even whole Kalpa, if we keep on serving the Lord, that may not equal to the mercy what is bestowed to us. Whole Kalpa, whole Brahma's creation, every time we can serve the Lord, even that may not be equal to the whatever Lord has given us. The same way the spiritual master, whatever the spiritual master has given us, we cannot repay him. We cannot repay him whatever this we do. No, we can't repay. But only thing is a token of appreciation. That is what we are trying to do. We accept, yes, Rupa, Shri Rupa, you have given so much as a token of appreciation. Let us also do. This is like a very, very tiny steps. Whatever we are doing, we may be dealing with this, doing this. But still, Lord is very, very Bhakta Vatsala. Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, even though the Lord does not require the service from any of them, because if he so desires, he can produce billions of goddess of fortune through his spiritual energy, the pleasure potency. But out of his causeless mercy, he becomes dependent on his devotees. How fortunate then is a devotee who is thus far favored by the personality of Godhead. So this is a very special favor. Actually, he does not care about Lakshmi Devi, but a sincere devotee who tries to render some devotional service without motivation, without interruption, that captures him. This is very, very interesting actually, because the Supreme Lord, he is not an Ajita, he is called Ajita. But that Ajita becomes Jita. Jita means conquered. He becomes conquered by a sincere devotee rendering devotional service without any motivation, without any interruption. That will satisfy the Atma. That will attract the Lord. That is what we have to learn. The whole life is for that one. How we can perform devotional service unmotivated, uninterrupted. So then that will give satisfaction to the Atma. And then that will attract the Supreme Lord. So this is like a the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is another place I found a similar verse in the third canto, 19th chapter, verse 36. It talks about the same way. What grateful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, that verse. Every living entity, especially persons in the human race, must feel grateful for the benedictions offered by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Anyone, therefore, with a simple heart of gratefulness must be Krishna conscious and offer devotional service to the Lord. Those who are actually thieves and rogues do not recognize or acknowledge the benedictions of the Lord offered to them by the Supreme Lord, and they cannot render Him devotional service. Ungrateful persons are those who do not understand how much benefit they are deriving by the arrangements of the Lord. They enjoy sunshine, moonshine, and they get water free of charge, yet they do not feel grateful, but simply go on enjoying these gifts of the Lord. Therefore, they must be called thieves and rogues. Srila Prabhupada is a bit heavy on that. Yes, because Lord has given everything. Everything He has given, provided everything for us, and then we don't even have that the basic etiquette or basic courtesy to acknowledge. What is God is asking? Is He hungry or is He need of anything? Nothing actually. He does not need anything. He is not hungry. He is not asking for something. But what he is looking for is like the children, like all the children, they don't want to suffer here in the material world. So He created the whole material world for this purpose only. Yes, you want, because you had the desire, want to separately enjoy. Okay, let me. I'm going to give you this place. You try to exercise your freedom, and you do that. And He knows that ultimately this is not going to give you satisfaction. Lord knows. It is not going to give you satisfaction. Your satisfaction, when you come back to me, there only will be. But the problem is, we have to go through our own ways. Then only we can understand. Because that is what is very, the three kinds of intelligence they say. The first class intelligence, second class intelligence, third class intelligence. The first class intelligence is like you just know, okay, there is a mistake, and then that's it. You heard about it, and then you will not do that. The second class intelligence is like, yes, I have heard about that, I will do it, and then I will try to learn. The third class intelligence is, I know that, I have heard about that, I have done that, I will keep on repeating the same thing. So this is third class intelligence. At least we should come to the second class intelligence. Yeah, because Lord has given everything. Munjate te aham papa e pachanti atma karana. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, He has given everything. He doesn't benefit anything by offering something to the Lord. Lord does not benefit. We benefit by getting Krishna prasad. We are getting Krishna's mercy. So that is why Lord says. And also, this is very important. This attitude of gratitude, because this is we have to develop this attitude for gratitude. Now this is like if the gratitude is not there, then it becomes difficult. Because the people say they do not appreciate the Supreme Personality of God either directly or indirectly, and it is everything. Because it is a very sickening attitude actually. Because if somebody keeps on takes for granted, assuming you are dealing with somebody and you are doing something for the person, and that person takes everything for granted, how would you feel? How would you feel? Like, oh, I am trying to do my best, I am trying to give the best thing for this. And that person assumes everything. Actually you should be doing more for me. You don't want to deal with those type of people actually. But our Lord is dealing with those type of people only all the time. 24/7, all the time. Everybody says, oh Lord, why it is happening like that? Why I'm suffering? Why it is? All the because we question the Lord, we challenge the Lord. Because we don't know what karma we have done here and what kind of activities we have performed here and we have come to this material world. We don't know. We have performed so many activities, and then we are thinking we have the audacity to say, oh, why Lord, I am suffering. No, actually Lord has given He has given only token reaction. According to our karma, if we have to give everything at one stroke, then we will not be able to get up only. All the piece of package is packaged in such a way that there is some kind of this thing. And because if all the sinful activities reaction only He gives in a lifetime, then that's it, we are finished. So He packages in such a way, yes, He gets an opportunity to live and also make advancement. Because all things based on the desire of the living entity. The living entity desires, yes, Lord, now I'm just able to understand, able to appreciate. That's it. Once that small desire comes, immediately the Lord fans the whole desire. Yes, you have that desire. Immediately He fans the desire. The spiritual master comes, the guru comes, all the scriptures come, devotees come, association comes. That's it. Advancement. That is why very, very important that we have to, even in the material world also, leave alone spiritual world, spiritual service. Even material world, somebody gives you something, you have attitude, yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's a very simple thing. It's not like it's nothing spiritual in that. Like just even somebody somebody is taking some interest. Okay, see, thank you. At least thanking. So that itself has become a very big this thing. Nowadays, people assume, yeah, you give something, okay. As if, like, they, you offer something to them, they think as if, like, it is our duty to offer them. Like that, the people assume that. Because that attitude is very difficult. So it says, this attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude develops through the understanding that everything rests upon the Lord. Lord is providing everything. Supreme Lord is providing everything. This is the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Mata Parataram Nanya Kinchi Dasti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Proktam Sutre Maniganayava. I am the basis of everything. Everything is rest upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So if you understand that, then we will be able to appreciate the Supreme Lord because of His unlimited kindness, unlimited compassion, He has provided everything. So, naturally, I should be grateful to Him. Naturally, I should be grateful to the personality, the person who is trying to take me out of this the clutches of material nature. We have to be grateful. Because there is a nice story I heard, like, where there was one sage was walking, the scorpion fell into the water. One sage was walking, then that there was one the scorpion fell into the water. So what the sage did was, he just picked up the scorpion in the hands, just taking the scorpion out of the water. While taking out of the water, the scorpion bites him. Then he dropped the scorpion. So again he picked up the scorpion and then puts that, and the scorpion bites actually. So this one person is observing, look, you are trying to help the scorpion and the scorpion is every time it's biting you. Don't you understand? Why are you trying to help the scorpion? So then the sage said, the scorpion's attitude or the scorpion's characteristics is to bite. But the sage's attitude is to give protection, to save. This is only bite and this is save. So the scorpion cannot give its attitude of biting. Why should a sage should give up my attitude of saving? Because even though the scorpion is biting, and then the sage is every time he is trying to save. That is what happened. The spiritual master is trying to save us from the clutches of this material world. And then he tries to take us back home, back to Godhead. He's trying to take us back. But in that time, we are, this is like a biting the helping hand. The helping hand, we want to bite that hand only. So, no, we have to be grateful to that, because the personality who has come, who has taken so much trouble. Like if you look at the devotees' life also, like so many devotees, they have sacrificed their life. Don't you think all our devotees in the ashram or all the matajis, they can't get a job? Because sometimes when we go on the road chanting, hey, go and get a job. Sometimes people yell at people. Look, they don't understand. Because getting a job, all these people, very easily they can get a very decent 80K, 90K job or 100K job. They can settle there. But why? Why they have given up that attitude? No, I don't want to get a job. And I just want to serve the Lord. Why? Why they have done? They are foolish people? No. Because they feel very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Grateful Srila Prabhupada has given so much for us. And now, in return, we try to do something, little bit, to please Him. Little bit. We can't just completely repay the debts, whatever the spiritual master has given. But we try to do something which is going to be, when we expand this, whatever the instructions given by Him. So that is automatically pleasing to the spiritual master, automatically pleasing to the previous acharyas, and ultimately it is pleasing to the Lord Krishna. So that is what everybody is doing. So that gratitude is very important. And nowadays we find many people never say thank you also. Whenever you offer something, no, not even a thank you, not even a smile, nothing actually. They think, oh yeah, I deserve more, but you have given only this much. So this is like this type of attitude actually. This is the attitude we are dealing with people in the material world. But what here we are talking about, this gratitude, is the Supreme Lord is trying to give up Himself for the devotee.
He is trying to give up himself for all the devotees. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is Ananyas Chintayantyo Mam Ejana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. Krishna says, I look after whatever you lack, I carry, whatever you have, I protect them. Krishna is there. Krishna is there. Ananyas Chintayantyo Mam. But Krishna is very clever.
That is very clever. Because Krishna wants exclusive surrender. That is important. It's like he's giving everything. He's a supreme lord. He's a master. Then what is he? He is asking. Ananyas Chintayantyo Mam. Then he is ready to protect. So the acharyas are commenting on that. Some one acharya, Arjuna acharya. So he thought, Krishna may not personally come and give protect this. Krishna will make the arrangement. He thought like this. He wrote the purport like that. But then he went to take bath in the river. So then, these two boys came, and then they brought all the supplies needed for this household of this acharya. Then they were, mother, please take it. Your husband, otherwise your husband is going to beat us up. So just no, my husband is not there. No, don't. This is like, we just want to go away. We just want to drop everything and then go. When the acharya returned, why you are so cruel? Like this beating of the boys. No, I never beat any boys. And then he could understand that he thought Krishna does not have to personally come. He thought like Krishna will make arrangement, but Krishna is refuting the argument. No, I personally look after my devotees. Krishna personally looks after the devotees. We see in the Srila Prabhupada past time also, when Srila Prabhupada went to America, and then Krishna came in the dream, like, yes, everything will be okay. Because this is like a Krishna. Because the devotee takes so much care, so much for ready to do things for Krishna, and then Krishna is also waiting to reciprocate it. Why the Supreme Lord has to become a chariot driver? Is it not a very high profile job becoming a chariot driver? But Krishna did it. Why? Because of affection. Bhaktosi me saha cheti, bhakta and saka. So he wanted to protect his devotee all the time. That is why he thought, what is the best opportunity? Let me become a chariot driver. There is when you go to Srila Prabhupada's house, there is a nice picture where Krishna and Mahabharata Yuddha is finished, and then they are both supposed to get, because they have to get out of this chariot. The usual position is like the chariot driver gets up first, and then he requests the person to get out. But here, it's contrary. Arjuna said, Krishna, you please get down. No, I am not going to. You first get down. And then when Arjuna got down, and then after that, Krishna gets down from the chariot. Immediately, the whole chariot is completely burnt into ashes. Because Supreme Lord is standing or sitting on the chariot, he absorbed. He's like a shock absorber. Everything is absorbed. Krishna absorbed everything. But when Krishna is away from the chariot, the whole chariot became completely engulfed. So Lord is making all the arrangement to protect his devotee in all circumstances. So now it is our turn. What am I doing for him? Like, what is my role? So this is what we have to ask ourselves. So here Srila Prabhupada says, actually a devotee cannot forget his obligation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even for a single moment. The devotee cannot forget, because the Lord has given everything for him. And now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, both the Supreme Lord and his devotee are rasajna, full of transcendental humor. Because this is the relationship between a devotee and the Lord is so wonderful. It is not like nothing compared to the relationship in the material world. Material world, you're like, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. No, this is the type of relationship in the material. But in the spiritual world, or in the relationship between the Lord and his devotee, is completely transcendental. And he says, the mutual attachment between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never to be considered material. And it's not a material consideration. And it is always exists as a transcendental fact. So this is the interaction between the devotee and the Lord. And that is exemplified by the Supreme Lord in this pastime of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Dhruva Sapni. We all know the pastime, how the Durvasa Muni was very, very, for a small thing, he just broke the fast on Dwadasi. Just because he went and he took some time and he didn't come in time to break the fast. So he just consulted the Brahmanas, he did the right thing and he took a little bit of water, sip of water. It's like keeping the fast and also breaking the fast. But Durvasa Muni got very offended. Aye, how can you do that? This is like I am your Atithi and in the absence of me you have broken the fast and then he created a demon and wanted to kill you. Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj is very, very simple. He didn't worry about that. So, but Lord will not let it go like this. Sudarshan Chakra knows what is Lord's desire. Immediately Sudarshan Chakra came and then chopped off this demon and then chasing Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni was not an ordinary person. He is such a great mystic yogi. He went to Brahma Loka. Sudarshan Chakra is made me, please help me. Brahma said, oh, Sudarshan Chakra, I can't do anything. And then even went to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, no, Sudarshan Chakra is beyond our control. You can't do anything. Even he went up to the Vishnu, Vaikuntha Dwar, and he had a darshan of. Look at his capacity or his potency. He can go to the Vaikuntha and have a darshan of the Lord. And now, at that time, what is. So he says, no, protect me. And then she says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. I'll just read few verses which are very, very sweet pastimes of the Lord. It says here, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. This is Bhagavan is speaking to Lord Vishnu, is speaking to Durvasa Muni. Aham bhakta paradino hi asutantara imadvija sadhubir drashkattayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana. The Brahmana here is Durvasa Muni. I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I seek only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. What a statement, no? Because the Supreme Lord, how much he is attaching the importance for the devotee. He is saying, not only that, he says he is asvatantra. Lord is svatantra. Lord is completely, he is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, everything that we say. Thank you. So we say that. But Lord, what he is saying, I am not at all independent. What a statement, is very contradictory statement. I am not independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I seek only within the course of their hearts. Because this is the characteristics. Why Lord is sitting in the course of their heart? Because they don't have any material desire. They are completely pure. They don't think anything for their benefit actually. They are not thinking, oh, what am I going to gain in this? What is in it for me? That's a whole mood. The material world, the whole mood is what can I get from the whole thing. But the devotee mood is, Lord, what can I do something for you? Because this is a little bit of a surprise. Because the Lord, the material world, most of the time the people ask now, what is it for me? For me. Instead, the attitude changes. So that attracts the Lord. He says, I am not at all independent. Because all my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I seek only within the course of their hearts. And then the statement is, what to speak of my devotee? Even those who are my devotees of my devotee are also very dear to me. What a statement is this? Because you don't have to be, we can't be directly a devotee of the Lord. They are dear devotees of the Lord, like a Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and all these Ambarishama. They are devotees of the Lord. We are not devotees. We want to become a devotee of a devotee. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivere Surupuhe Krishna Nitya Das. But our Surupa is even like a Dasan, 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 Das. Because as many levels down, then our position is very, very secure actually. Because here Lord says, if somebody is my devotee of my devotee, he is more close to me. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanantaram Tasman Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarsham Tadiyanam. Because anything attached to the Lord, not worship of Lord is good. But even better than the worship of the Lord is worship of the paraphernalia which is attached to the Lord. The spiritual master, Tulasi Devi, all this tadiyam, tadiyamna samarchana. Even that is better actually. So, So he says, my devotee are very, very dear to me, a devotee of my devotee. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in talking about the village of Kulina Grama. So he always says, even a dog in the Kulina Grama is very, very dear to me. Like Sivananda Sen, everybody knows the pastime, Sivananda Sen as a dog. Normally dogs are not allowed to go in the boat and other things. So he, every time he goes for the Tirtha Yatra to Jagannath Puri, he will take the dog also. He will take the dog also and he will pay the price for the dog, and the dog is also transported. No? So then, one point in time, one day the dog was missing. And then Sivananda Sen got very upset. Where is the dog? He sent 10 people to find the dog. Can you imagine, normally the person is lost, only they will send people to go and find, oh, where is the person? But the dog is lost, and Sivananda Sen sent 10 people, oh, go, you go find, where is the dog? And then they came, and then they could not find the dog. He was very disappointed. See, this is a devotee. Because devotee does not consider, oh, it's a dog, after all, a dog. No, not like that. Because the dog is also important. And then finally, when they went to Jagannath Puri, the dog is standing there near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this coconut pulp, all this this thing. And then after a few days, the dog left the body and then went back to Vaikuntha. So this is the beauty. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even a dog in the Kulina Grama is very, very dear to me. So that means we can understand, if a dog is so much dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Kulina Grama, how much a devotee who tries to understand the Lord and tries to serve the Lord, how he will be favored by the Supreme Lord. And even though that is not sufficient, he is saying, God is saying here, Nahamatmanam asashe madbhaktai sadhubhirvina shiyam chatyardhikam brahma yesham gatir aham para. Oh, best of the brahmanas, again speaking to Durvasamuni, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. God is saying, I do not want to enjoy separately. I will enjoy with my devotees. Because why? This is, they have completely given up everything. Ye dharagra putra pranam vitta imam param hitvamam sharanam yata katam tam taktu utsahe. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up their devotees at any point in time? So this Lord is asking. He's saying, a chaste woman bring their gentle husband under control by service. The pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart, bring me under their full control. How they bring the Vika? What a wonderful explanation. Chaste woman brings the husband under control. The same way, the devotee, the pure devotee, he brings the Lord under his control. Lord dances. Lord does not have an option. Even though he is Swatantara, he becomes Aswatantara. He does not have any independence at all. And he says, then he continues to say, my devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested. Even in the four principles of liberation, Sarvokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sashti, all of these are automatically achieved by their service. What there is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary system? He's just like a joking. What is this elevation to the higher planetary systems or the material desires? They don't care. They don't want even the four these four kinds of principles of liberation. They don't care about that. And will they care for that material happiness? They won't. Then he says, sadhavo, this is his concluding verses, sadhavo hridayam mahyam sadhunam hridayam tvaham madhanyetena janati naham tebhya manatavi. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. I am always in the heart of my pure devotee. My devotee do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anything else but him. That's it, period. He puts a period saying that this is what the situation is. Now, he says to Durvasamuni, my dear Brahmana, the best course of action for you is go and fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If Ambarish Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra is going to leave you. Otherwise, you are stuffed. So this is the position. How much for a Lord to just get the Sudarshan Chakra back, it takes only a fraction of a second only. He could have done that. He did do that. Because offense committed to the devotee is more serious for the Lord than offense committed to him. Jagannatha Prabhu gave the class that Bhrigumuni is just he just kicked the Lord in the chest. That's the story. It's not like this. Bhrigumuni just can't go like that. Bhrigumuni kicked the Lord in the chest, but the Lord is saying, "Oh, because my heart is so hard, your leg would have been hurt." So he started massaging the feet. He forgave. But when Durvasamuni offended Ambarish Maharaj, he didn't forgive him, because you have offended the mighty devotee. You offend me, sometimes the Lord doesn't take seriously. Okay, that's all right. But when you offend my devotee, then Lord is taking it very, very seriously. So that is, this is what here Prabhupada says, and also Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, this is like the mutual attachment between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never to be considered material. It's not a material thing. It is a spiritual. Lord is like a hankering for the association of the devotee. As devotee is hankering for the association of the Lord, and the Lord is also like waiting. Like in the pastime of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, one day Rupa Goswami had a desire. I wanted to cook something for my brother. But they didn't have any facility, not much supermarket and other thing. You get everything. So he just thought. Immediately, this is like one village girl came, like, "Baba, this is all this milk and this and that, all the paraphernalia for cooking." So she gave one here. And then Rupa Goswami said, "Oh, very good." So they got all of this, a nice feast, and then invited Sanatana Goswami to come and take. And Sanatana Goswami came and said, "What is this? Like, all these preparations and other things. Like, where did you get all this from?" "Ah, one village girl came and gave. So then he started thinking, describing, and then he thought, "You committed a big offense. Srimati Radha, because you wanted to do this, and Srimati Radharani had to come and deliver all these things for us. Never do this thing." This is like a, because they had, he had a desire, and the Lord is, sometimes we think that like we are serving the Lord very early, all the time we have to serve the Lord. No, Lord is also looking for opportunity. How can I serve my devotee? Srimati Radharani is looking for an opportunity. How can I serve my devotee? She also came, and just, she is trying to serve. And then Sanatana Goswami said, "No, never think like that, because our duty is to render service only. We don't want to accept any service from them." In another pastime, I think when Raghunath Das Goswami, he was like in the outside, like in the forest type of, he is just chanting there. And then and the sunlight is coming. So this is like this, the sari, the pallu. So she is just like putting that, and so the sunlight doesn't fall on him. Srimati Radharani is covering that sunlight. And then when the Goswami says, "Oh, what are you doing? You are taking service from Srimati Radharani. We are supposed to serve her, not to take service. Better build a kutir or something, stay there only. Don't do all these things." Because, see, our mood is like that. Actually, he didn't do purposely, because they were doing. Actually, that is the interesting thing. Because even though you do something, God is also looking for opportunity. We are thinking, like, we are also looking for opportunity, like Janmashtami, Radhashtami. We also look for opportunity to do service. Same way, the Supreme Lord is also looking for opportunity. How can I serve my devotee? It's not a joke, actually. It's a serious business. Lord is also looking for an opportunity. How can I help my devotee? How can I serve my devotee? Lord is also looking for that. So we should, that is why this reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee, very, very sweet. You will never find this relationship in the material world. Material world is like everything. Oh, how can I get something from this fellow? How can I get this? All these things like self-centered. It's not like selfless. It's always selfish. But in the spiritual circles, it's like everybody is trying to help the others. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says here. It always exists in a transcendental fact. There are 8 types of transcendental ecstasy known as bhava, bhava, anubhava, sthayi bhava. This is all these different technical things are there. And the nectar of devotion is discussed. Those who are unaware of the position of the living entity and the supreme person Krishna think that the mutual attachment between the Lord and his devotee is a creation of the material energy. No, that is not a creation of material energy. That is a part of the spiritual energy. And it is factually said that attachment is natural both for the Supreme Lord and for his devotee, and it cannot be accepted as material. And Srila Prabhupada says that this is, and also the highest example is like the gopis, they completely gave up everything for the Lord. And what Lord is saying, actually I can't repay you. Whatever service, whatever the attachment you have for me, you just be satisfied with whatever you do. Because Lord is completely helpless actually. The kind of love, the kind of affection the gopis have for the Lord is saying, I cannot repay you. Even in the pastime of Sudama Vipra. Sudama, when he came, actually he didn't want to come and ask Lord anything, but the mother, she asked, Mataji asked to go and ask something from the Lord. But Sudama, he didn't ask anything. He collected a little bit of, and this is the beauty. He didn't have the chipper rice, the flat rice also, he didn't have. He has to go. Even for that, he has to go and beg. Beg that flat rice and then only bring that to Krishna. So when Sudama left, and Krishna also is feeling very bad. Because he's saying that, like, he told Mother Rukmini, my devotee, I could not give anything. Mother Rukmini said, what do you mean I could not give anything? You gave all the opulence to him. But you look at the situation. My devotee, he went out of the way to collect something and brought it for me. But in my case, I didn't do that. Because he didn't do the extra this thing. So the Lord is feeling always like, I am not doing enough for the devotee. As the devotee, pure devotee always feels that I am not doing enough service for the Lord. And the Lord is also feeling it. So this type of relationship you find only here in Krishna, in Krishna's pastime, in devotees, the acharya, they only will find it. We will never find that in the material world. Material world, yes, he wants God. How much we can squeeze out of this fellow? That is what they are thinking. But here, the spiritual circles, we try to help the person. We try to help. Because that is what we can do. This is what, as a small, humble offering for the Lord, or humble offering for the spiritual master, is this we can do. We can try to help. So, spiritual master has given everything for us. So, what we can do is we try to help in distributing this knowledge. Then that becomes very, Krishna becomes very happy. Says towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, Yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesha abhidasyati bhakti mai param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. He says, if the person who completely tries to distribute this knowledge, he becomes very, very, very dear to him. Why? Because he is making the sacrifice. He is making the sacrifice. Because Krishna, your desire is to derivate everyone. I am also doing like a squirrel. No? Like a squirrel is doing something. We are also trying to help the Lord in performing this service. That way is very, very pleasing to the Lord. So this way, these festivals, I was just thinking when I read this sloka, very, very appropriate, because all these festivals, now Radhashtami is coming, I've just finished the Janmashtami, finished the Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja. These festivals are there to make us think, yes, how the Supreme Lord is great, how giving so much, and how much should be grateful to them. Even the devotees completely sacrifice their life. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed their life. Srila Prabhupada's followers, they are also trying to sacrifice their life. Why? What is their benefit in that? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasada nagatim. Because if you just please the Lord, please the spiritual master, automatically Krishna is pleased. When Krishna is pleased, now the whole life is completely blissful. This means to take jagat krishna. When Krishna is pleased, everything becomes happy. So that way, we can lead our life will become very successful. So we have to use this opportunity of these festivals so that we can remember this pastime, or remember, increase our gratitude towards the Lord. No? The attitude of gratitude. We have to develop this. It's not like because the opposite thing is taking things for granted. We take things for granted. I have to get this anyway. So not like that. That's why the sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Taptenu Kampam. See, even though the devotee may go through so many difficulties, he understands that I have to go through so many things, and then he tolerates them. So for that person, Krishna's mercy is always guaranteed. Not that complaining that, oh, why am I going through all this suffering? Because all the great personalities, they didn't bother. Kunti Devi didn't bother about all the suffering. She actually, in fact, she wanted more suffering actually. But we may not imitate that type of behavior. But at least, like, whatever given, we understand, not you are given only a sample, only token of this thing you are given. And let me surrender. Let me become serious. Let me become grateful to you. That way my life will be successful. So this is our prayer. So I'll stop here.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.